Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, good morning, and happy Wednesday to you. I am so psyched this morning because today it's an all-girls day at the microphone. And I tell you, I have two of the most powerful entrepreneurs joining me this morning, and I just cannot contain myself. I have Miss Deborah Hardnett already hanging out in the virtual green room. And let me tell you something. If you have a friend, whether it's a male or female, that has never heard this sister, you need to tell them now to find themselves here, either by their iPhone, their tablet, whatever means possible, because they don't want to miss the conversation this morning. As always, it is such a pleasure to have you all join me on this platform. Last Friday, we celebrated 4 years, and we have stepped over the mark into year five, and I tell you, I am so ready for all the amazing things that is getting happen to unfold here on the A New Day show. As always, we welcome you to be part of the dialogue by dialing 646-915-8166. And for those who will be in the chat room, you are welcome to type whatever it is you want to say or ask, and I'll do my best to relate to my honored guests. I am still looking for some amazing volunteers to help me in the Bridgeport area with a show I'm getting ready to start over there in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And also at the studio in Danbury, I'm looking for some additional volunteers. Here too, on the A New Day show, I am looking for a couple producers. So if you are out there and you believe and support the journey that I am on, I would love, 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 love to hear from you. So you can either inbox me here, or you can send me an email, dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. And if you're looking to put a couple extra dollars in your pocket, I'll tell you, we are looking for you, because we are looking to recruit some salespeople. Because we have numbers now, we have eyeballs, as a friend of mine will say, that can look on your business, and we want to give you some opportunities to advertise your business here on Blog Talk Radio. I tell you, I'm such a weakie, you may call me, for anything that is intimate, whether it's coming from animal or human being. The cutest thing happened here at my home this morning. I have a cat. Those of you who watch me over the weekend realize I was sick, and I post something about my cat, how my cat was attentive to me. And I even got him scared when he saw me crying with the excruciating pain. And then Toby has a friend outside. Toby is an inside cat. And Toby has a friend outside. And they visit from the back glass door, and I don't know why, but just an idea came to me this morning to open my front door. I open the door, I look out there, and there was Toby's girlfriend standing right at the door, and Toby was waiting at the back door for her. So I just said to her, "You gotta go in the back. Toby is in the back." But I said to myself, human beings can learn from animals, because there are a lot of us who don't even know who our next door neighbors are. And this cat does not live next door. I don't know where this cat comes from, but snow, rain, sleet, she's here to visit Toby. So I tell you, I hope by sharing this story this morning, we can learn a little something. And I tell you, I'll have to play a short portion of the song that I normally played because I began using the voiceover to start our year five. And one of my listeners called me and said, I missed that song at the beginning. So I promised him that I will still play it after I do my little housekeeping. So before I bring Miss Deborah Hardnett on, I want to play a little bit of my opening song, I Wanna Be More.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a I wanna be more than someone special. Cause special friends sometimes they won't understand. Yeah.
All right, so I like to keep my word, so there it is. I play the song. All right, so without any further delay, I want to bring on my honored guest, Miss Deborah Hardnett. Deborah, good morning.
Well, good morning, my fantastic, dynamic Daphne. How are you?
I am wonderful, girl. I am tickled purple this morning to be in your presence. I'm telling you, it doesn't get any better. And when I told Veronica Conway that you was going to be, and she said, what? Deborah Hardnett?
Oh, wow. You are too kind. And for you and Veronica, you know, the feeling is definitely mutual, mutual respect for both of you dynamic women. You know, it's just always good. And I just love this whole environment of being able to celebrate one another and the strengths that we all have. And, you know, I just think it's so important that what you're doing, we continue to do, because people need that, because we haven't been conditioned to do that, celebrate each other, you know.
That's right. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, Deborah, as I look on the young women growing up now, mm-hmm. I think we owe it to them to give
of
them
course.
This legacy, to let them know, baby girl, you ain't got no competition but your last performance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Compete with yourself and
That's
move
right.
on, because we are too programmed, and I'm not going to apologize for this, especially mm-hmm. in the black community, to be competing against each
mm-hmm.
other.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not what it is about. Without calling any names, and I didn't even feel led to say this to the person when I was on the phone with them, but I the spirit want me to say it now based on the way we start this dialogue.
Right.
There is someone who I had put out a couple of weeks ago that I was opening the request to
mm-hmm.
people on Facebook to be part of the dialogue this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And someone sent a message saying that they want to be, and then I asked them to send me their information for
mm-hmm.
the pre-show conversation. And they sent me the information, and then I called them, but they were not able to pick up the phone. But then they reached back out to me all, when the person looked to see that Veronica Conway was on, I guess they didn't look to see your page, or they probably don't know who you are. I don't know. But she didn't think that she mark up to be on the same platform with Veronica. And I listened to all her excuses. And then I listened, and then I spent a few minutes with her, setting the space for her to understand and to ensure her that she ought to embrace herself. I said, you are not coming on to compete with any of the other people. You are coming on to share your views. And that is such an eye-opener for me, Deborah, to let us know we still have so much work to do with our sisters.
Well, you know, what you're saying is it's a mouthful. It really is. And it's not as something as black and white, as easy as black and white, in my opinion. I always preface everything and say, this is what I have come to believe.
That's right.
The beauty of it is we all are entitled to believe whatever we shall and whatever we feel comfortable with. But in operating in a system of success, and I'm not just talking about success, that financial, because, or the external, because that's also where we have been conditioned to view those things. And that might be some of the challenges the young lady might have seen within her feeling that she's not able to be on a platform such as this. But, you know, it is success, definitely. Everything. Let me say it one more time. Everything comes from within. It comes from within. And we have not been taught that. We have been conditioned, we have been programmed to think that everything is external. We look at doctrines, we look at systems. Everything has us relying on everything around us. Our families, our parents, our friends, our, you know, this advice from this person, you know, our looks, our monetary, all of those things. Everything comes from within, from consciousness. Yes.
You know, I got to stop the girl. We just went off, and we didn't fever introduce you to the folks who don't know you. Oh, my heavens, what a shame. Please do forgive us.
You started it by creating this platform.
Lord,
you know, it's true, though. It is so true. And it's like when you think about this, because I am coming into full awareness of this now, right now, in my life, and it's just I'm so filled with gratitude to be aware of this, because you know, it's been on the surface. It's like those things that we've always known, and all of us have it. We all have that deep down inside of us, you know?
And it's not rocket science, but because we are overpowered by the programming of society.
Right.
And we get so connected that it is like it is tattooed in who we are. And it takes years, I am told by the people, because I said, when you deface your body like that and later on your lifestyle change and you want to get that stuff out, they say, oh, you got to go back and bleach it through. And look on the pain they go through. And that's the same way that we have to look on the programming that
Perfect, beautiful analogy. Yes,
Tell the people a little bit about who you are.
Listen, I am a woman, a human, experiencing this as a woman in this world that we're in today, you know. I am just like everybody that's listening on the phone via the internet. I'm someone that wants the best, that wants the best not just for myself, of course, but for my family and for everyone, you know. But basically, I'm a from Atlanta, if you want the externals. I'm a Southern Belle, if you haven't picked up by my accent by now. And just had a beautiful childhood. Of course, when you grow up, you can really, really look back and have a great appreciation for all those good values that my mother instilled in me and my grandparents. My father passed away when I was 6 years old. So, you know, we learned. Wow. We learned from that, even in that. Everything is divinely ordered. Everything is divinely ordered and has helped create me today. But I've been a person that's been a studier of people all my life. I majored in sociology and anthropology, and all of my background has consisted of working with people, from marketing to customer service to sales. And, you know, it's understanding what we used to always say in building our organizations, that the product is very important. Yes, whether you're selling computers, you're selling makeup, whatever, that product, you need to know that product inside and out. But the true product, are ourselves.
That's right.
And when you can understand and learn people, you can really, really and appreciate and value. Because, for example, I can see an outfit on a young lady and love that outfit for her. She can be beautiful in it. I may not want it for myself, but I can find the beauty in that outfit for her.
Beautiful.
When we're able to do that, that's when I think and feel we can make that transition into.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, Deborah, I had a makeover back in March.
Yes.
21st, and a friend of mine who is a Mary Kay sales director did my makeup. I've known that woman for 20 plus years. And she posted something on her Facebook last night that somebody asked her what skin tone she rather working with. Mark you, this woman is a Caucasian woman.
Okay.
And she said, I never thought about it. I enjoy enhancing somebody's beauty. And I wrote back on the page and I said, the answer is healthy skin tone. And I said, when an artist knows their craft, you do that. That's what professionals do. Because I said, would they ask a doctor that question? So it's simple to me when I read that, I'm saying, oh, they want to put black and white into what she's doing. And she's just passionate about her work and do that. But, you know, our society still has so much education to get, you know. And you and I, we could go on for 2 weeks on a whole different topic. But let us now step up to the table of millionaire's mindset. And as I listen to you, I realize you just didn't start on that journey of a millionaire mindset. You started a long time ago in Atlanta. So let's talk about that.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's everything is something that we should be building upon in our lives. We should be able to take all of our experiences and build upon that, as I just said. But I think one of the things, of course, technology, I love technology. It has enabled us to advance so far and to be able to do things like this show, where before it would have been a different medium for you to do that, a different ball game. But when we look at technology, though, and the pace and the fast pace of our society, it can dilute the truth of the process, that everything takes a process. And we should be able to learn from all of our experiences, as I said. But because we see things happen so fast and so quickly, a lot of times we can become distracted or delusioned or disappointed or, I don't know, just upset. And feel frustrated that we're not moving fast enough, or that we have to be able to get to this point because we're comparing ourselves to this or comparing ourselves to that. And I think that is something that we really, really must understand, that everything has a process. And you talk about that millionaire mindset. I mean, that's, like you said, we could be here all day. That's my favorite topic, the mindset.
I know.
As I mentioned earlier, you know, we must if you're talking about a millionaire mindset, first of all, we must know, as you mentioned, who we are.
That's right, because that's where it starts.
Mm-hmm. We must know that, and whatever that is, you have to begin asking yourself that question and answering that, and understand first of all that we are natural born winners from conception.
That's right.
We were designed that way. I mean, think about it. Our sperm won. When our parents conceived us, it was
ours that
won. So from the jump,
millions out of millions. So what is this universe for us to compete? We are accustomed to be
among millions. That's right. And
millions.
I like when you talked about the competition piece. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite books, The Science of Getting Rich by mm-hmm. Wallace D. Wattles, he talks about there is no competition. You should not compete.
Mm-hmm.
And those that compete externally are the ones, because, you know, of course, when it was written, it was back in Carnegie and all those days with the steel. Mm-hmm.
Still relevant.
Right. But, you know, he talked about those people that compete like that build their foundations on shaky foundations.
That's right.
But when you do what you're supposed to do within and
mm-hmm.
compete only if there's a competition, only with yourself,
mm-hmm.
then that's when you truly win.
That's
also,
right.
we need to know that we are unique and we have our own specialty, our very own purpose.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
That's right now. We are authentic because mm-hmm. I'm not doing you, you're not doing me, and
mm-hmm.
the other person is not doing. We are doing the best of who we are and keep building on that. And
mm-hmm.
when the opportunity presents itself for collaboration, we ought to do that with our shoulders held high instead of grumbling and, oh, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. Because you know something, Deborah? Women are the most difficult people to collaborate on. Because a lot of women are walking out there with grudges and envies. Oh, you look better in a red dress than I look in it. And all of a sudden, I don't want to speak to you no more. Sisters got to wake up and smell the green tea. I'm not giving them any coffee because they're going to get hyper.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that. I was having this conversation with my dear, dear brother. I call him a brother from another mother, and
mm-hmm.
we're very good friends, and he's just been a mentor, and he always has good wisdom to share.
Mm-hmm.
And we could say men are like that. We could say women are like that. It's just, again, it goes back to our conditioning and what
mm-hmm.
we are currently being distracted with today.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that's one of those fundamentals of when you're talking about a millionaire mindset. It has to be some type of system in place, some type of reprogramming, some type of education that we are doing for ourselves to change that mindset.
That's right.
One of those things that we have to monitor is what we are listening to, who we
that's
are
right.
listening to, and what we're around. So today, in today's environment, we look at what sells. In the media, we look at what people are watching and
mm-hmm.
these shows that are portraying exactly what you said.
Mm-hmm.
That is real work in what
That's
we call
right.
the collective consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And until when I said we go back, we need to go back and really understand who we are and that we really are all interconnected.
Yeah,
we are independent. We're unique. We have our own specialty. We have our own purpose. But
mm-hmm.
we also are interdependent.
That's
we
right.
need
That's
one
right.
another. And
exactly.
if I'm saying something against someone else, guess what? I'm saying it against myself
you.
Because
That's
we really
right.
all are one. Everything.
Exactly. And we have to understand that we are spiritual beings that
mm-hmm.
having a human experience.
Mm-hmm.
And when you understand that, you don't get into all the gossip and all the corruption.
Well,
and
that's
all
an illusion.
Yes.
It's an
exactly.
illusion.
Exactly.
It's an illusion. It's not even anything really to have a conversation about because
right.
it's an illusion and it was designed to keep us distracted. That's not what it's really about at all.
That's right. And those things just hold us hostage. Come
mm-hmm.
on, if you just join us, we want to hear from you. My honored guest at this moment is Miss Deborah Hardnett. The number to call is 646-915-8166. with your questions. We want to hear from you. Deborah, how have you been keeping it together over these turbulent times? You have not wavered since I've met you and follow you and I've read about you way back when. Girlfriend, you keep it together.
Well, the truth is I'm human, just like everyone else. I'm in this human experience, as you said. And certainly, I mean, this past year was certainly a culmination of challenges that I just was not, you know, wouldn't have imagined that I would have experienced. But what I learned, what I say is, and when you say keeping it together, first of all, you have to always believe that you are, like I said, you're a natural born winner, and that whatever situation you're in, all is well and all
That's
is
right.
perfect, that you are going to get to the other side of this,
That's
you know.
Right.
So
That's right.
I don't know if we can say it's age, we can say it's life that has been able to teach me that, enough experiences to know that. But first it's about starting from where you are. When you're going through these types of situations, understanding, you know, what's happening, first and foremost, we have to take that time to be grateful and find the good in everything. That's what I've been grateful for that I've been able to do, to find those positives. Even though if something may not be going the way I want it to go, okay, I got great health. Thank God for that. My daughter
That's right.
is healthy. You know, I've got food or I've got shelter or what have you, you know, good solid friendships, whatever it is. I mean, that you can walk, that you can talk, that, you know, that your eyes work properly or what have you, that your fingers, things that we take for granted, our eyelashes, they're there or what have
That's
you,
right.
whatever
That's
that
right.
might be. Mm-hmm. And when you begin to do that, that creates a spirit and an environment for you to begin to think about those things that you need to, you know, that you need to move forward, you know, to
That's
get
right.
the
That's
ideas
right.
that you
That's
need.
Right.
So
That's right.
That's
right.
That's one of the things that I've always been able to do, and to keep it moving, to keep moving, to keep
That's
going,
right.
to
movement.
Don't quit.
Movement.
Yeah, keep movement going, you know.
And one of the things I know you do that you didn't mention is the investment in yourself, because I know that you spend a lot of money in personal investment in you.
Yes.
And one of the things that our women needs to understand, that they must invest in themselves, because
right.
that's the only way that you're going to be able to cultivate the paradigm shift and to break that mold that has been holding you hostage. We have a caller, so let me check in to see who this is and hear what they got to say. All right, come on. Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 6138. Would you please tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Good morning, Daphne. It's Veronica Conway calling from the West Coast.
Good morning. Well, meet you. Oh, my
good
heavens.
Good morning.
We're not going to apologize for waking you up early, but we are glad you're here.
thank you. It is early here.
Yes, it is early here. Your sister Deborah is on, and she's rocking it as always.
Hi.
And
hi, Deborah.
Hello, Veronica.
I'm going to hear your voice.
Likewise.
I'm telling you, I'm going to leave your line open, Veronica. And and then I will bring you on officially. We are just getting into it here and see when Deborah is ready to chime out. I know she has a couple of other appointments she has to attend to. But we are going to continue here, Deborah. So, yes, we were speaking about the personal investment
right.
in ourselves, because we tend to always want to do it for everybody else and neglect who we are.
Right.
So, women need to step up. And no, baby girl, if you need some eyelashes, go get it for yourself, even if you have to wait till it go on sale. Don't always be thinking that your honey need a tie and the children need this and all of that. Do a little something. for you.
Right.
So, in respect of your time, Deborah, and everything, would you like to give the listeners a little checklist that you want them to focus on to begin to cultivate a millionaire mindset?
Sure, sure. I'll take that. For just as a recap, as I said, you know, first we got to know who we are and understand how powerful we are. We were designed to be winners, as we mentioned, from conception. And once we get that understanding, then if you're in a situation where you want to move forward, you want to go more, you want to have your business to develop more, understanding that everything comes from within. It starts with our mindset and our consciousness. And how do we change that? Well, first, we've got to believe and know that it can be changed. And you have to, as you mentioned, Daphne, you have to take time to invest in your professional development and your personal development. That is listening to shows like this. I mean, we have our show, Wealthy Sisters, every Monday. You can go to Wealthy Sisters, SISTAS.com, WealthySistersRadio.com. And you'll be able to find all of our shows there that are free for you to download on iTunes and listen to successful, positive people that tell their real-life stories that you can learn from. So it begins from what we're listening to instead of focusing or watching things on television that may not – and I'm not saying that we're not supposed to have entertainment because, yes, you've got to have entertainment. But those things that are not feeding you or helping you to enhance yourself – we definitely want to be mindful of those things and the conversations that we're having with ourselves and with others. You know, take a check of what words we're using. How are you promoting yourself? Or are you speaking negatively to yourself on a constant daily basis? I mean, even as small as, oh, I'm so fat or my tire behind, we know the most powerful thing comes behind I am. Everything we say, I am tired, I am broke, you know, am this, whatever. So, you know, we have to understand that as well. And then, like I said, the people that we're around got to get good counsel, find you a team of people with your business, find you a team of people that you can trust that are beyond and doing greater things. Where you want to be instead of just focusing around people that are not where you want to be or maybe who just may be on your level. You've got to have people that's going to stretch you that's in your company. You know, I call it in the fold, in that small circle there. And just, again, you know, understanding that we all learn, we all grow, and there should really be no regrets. I mean, that we make, they're experiences that we wouldn't have made that experience when we know better, we do better. We wouldn't have made those choices if we'd known better clearly at that time, even though, you know, this leads to the other thing in trusting our instincts and trusting our gut. Even though our instincts probably told us not to do it, it was still
something. We still fought and did it.
Right. We had to figure out on that. So, you know, those are some of the things that I would just suggest and share. And then finally, above all, everything, once you start reaching things and experiencing the certain level of success that you want, understand there has to be still compassion because it could be gone in a wink of an eye. We can understand that. We've got to understand that. You have to have compassion in every circumstance, compassion for, you know, others, because I can't stress that enough of how one we are. Have that compassion, have that humility, and gratitude.
Thank you, my sister. Take a few minutes to talk about your books and let people know how they can get in touch with you. I know
briefly
spoke about the show, but talk about the other things you're doing.
Oh, well, certainly. I definitely want to thank you, Daphne, for this opportunity to share with your lovely audience today.
Thank
you for all that you're doing and continuously to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. We need you. We appreciate
you. Thank you.
And you can, all of your audience can find us at WealthySisters.com. Like I said, WealthySisters.com. What we do, we promote positive people via our weekly talk show, which is a business show. and our publishing firm, where we publish all types of positive professional development books. We will publish them. We do e-books. We have distribution in over 100 countries.
Yay!
Yeah, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, we have all of that as well. And we also have brand development right there at your fingertips. So we can help you. We can support you. Our number is 800-917-9435, 800-917-9435. And, again, we're at Wealthy Sisters Media Group. You can find us on Facebook under Wealthy Sisters, Twitter, and iTunes. You can download our shows right there on your smartphones.
Yeah. Well, oh, my sister, I can't wait to have you back, girl. I think we ought to set up and do a triple hosting of a show for some special occasion or something. It would be
well,
a
definitely. Time will reveal it.
That's right. So I want to thank you for coming on and blessing my audience and for investing in my journey. And I honor you for the great work that you are doing. Just stay the course, and I know you are on the path, and nothing is going to derail you, my sister. I love you, and
love
I bless you,
you,
and I honor you. Before you go, there's a call, so I want to see
okay.
if someone has a question for you.
Okay.
Come on. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 2486. Would you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Frida, and I'm in California, but I'm just listening to you, so I don't even know what to say.
All right. Okay, thank you. We'll mute you back then. Thanks for joining us. All right. So that person was just listening. I never want to miss a question. So thank you. I don't know if you have anything to say to your sister, Veronica, before you say ta-ta.
Veronica, we definitely have to connect, love. Thank you for coming on.
Yes,
and I definitely want to hear what you have to say. And I appreciate you for all that you're doing as well, for sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you, too. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember meeting you there. I believe it was in D.C.,
National,
that opportunity
yeah,
we
National
had.
Urban
so,
yes,
National
yes, Urban League.
Yes,
for
sure,
yeah.
For sure. So we definitely have to make sure we connect more.
All
okay,
right.
I would love that.
All right. Congratulations, ladies, and we'll talk
all
to
right.
you. Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
All
bye
right.
now.
Stay blessed, my sister. All right. And listen, I have my other power player, as you can hear, in the virtual green room, and I'll be bringing her on live after these few words from our sponsor.
If you're a woman of faith, you've got to attend Designing Your Personal Awesome Future with Dr. Deanna Murphy on April 6th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington, PA. If you're ready to renovate, redesign, and renew your soul, join Dr. Deanna, America's expert on life design, as she helps you to let go of your past, identify solutions for fear of failure, experience inner healing, and much more. Register now at myawesomefuture.eventbrite.com.
All right, so if you haven't grabbed your seat yet, it's in 3 days, guys, so you don't want to miss that event. And now the additional moment that you've all been waiting for, and let me hear the drum roll for Miss Veronica Conway. Hello, Miss Veronica.
Hello, Miss Daphne, Miss Dynamic Daphne. It's an honor to be here, and I'm happy to be here this morning. You have a really dynamic topic and a dynamic show happening here, so I'm thrilled to join the conversation.
Thank you. You know, I'm so happy. I wanted to rock the house out this morning with 4 or 5 female, but we end up with just 3, but we doing good. We can hold our own.
That's great.
You know, a lot of times we kind of woove ourselves in among the men, and we need to stand out to let the young women know that it's okay to be bold and assertive in their own right. So thank you. I want us to begin this morning by just introducing Veronica Conway to the people who don't yet know you, and I don't know what rock they would be under, but because people are joining from other countries and everything. They probably don't know who you are yet. So please.
Okay.
Tell us.
Okay. Not yet. That's great.
Why'd you say not yet?
I said not yet. Right. We're going to make new friends today. We're going to make new friends.
Okay. Yes, new friends. So, yeah, just tell them a little bit about you, please.
Yeah. Well, so first of all, I just want to honor you for having this amazing platform, and I'm hoping that you can hear me. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'm hearing you very well.
A bit about me, just kind of very high level. I have, you know, the question that people would always want to know, for example, is, you know, in we talk about the millionaire mindset and the millionaire conversation. I think the first question is, you know, are you a millionaire? Are you a millionaire? And what qualifies you, right, Veronica, to be in this conversation? And what I would say to that is that, while I've made well over $1 million in my business, well over that, I've also supported numerous people in having multiple seven-figure outcomes and landing multiple seven-figure deals. So I have been a life and business coach for the last 13 years. I've pioneered a lot of things in the coaching profession. So everything from coaching, doing financial coach training in low-income communities to helping one team create $5 million in 30 days for their team. I have clients right now that I've taken from a couple of million dollars a year to well over 10 and climbing up to $20 million a year. So I have really dedicated my life to understanding peak performance and what it is that actually causes people to perform and what causes them to not perform. I'm fascinated with sort of the science of human performance and how it is that people can develop wealth, how it is that they can develop a tremendous amount of freedom in their lives while they build wealth. So that's a bit about me. And so I'm really honored to be here. If folks that are listening now or in the recording, you know, want to understand how to build more wealth, how to build more freedom, how to get more life balance. I'm a single mother also, and I have raised over $1 million in private school education for my two children, sending them to fancy private schools for $25,000. So there's a lot of outcomes that I've created for myself, for my children, and for people that help them really get big results. I believe in big results.
Yeah, and, you know, for those who are listening, they're going to think, she got it all together, and she was born with a gold spoon in her mouth. And I know your sister. I think I've known you for, over maybe 14 years or something. Met a friend on it or something.
Time.
And I know that is not true. So just give them a snippet of the beginning and where you start, and then we're going to just catapult into the millionaire mindset.
Sure. Well, I mean, just briefly, my story can be very long. If someone made a movie about it, actually, or it can be, you know, I can say it very briefly. But I was born to the child of a former Black Panther who was incarcerated when I was a little girl. So I grew up going to school under an alias, experiencing death threats against my life. I grew up in very sort of colorful and trying circumstances because my parents were heavily involved in the civil rights movement. So I certainly wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, but I did, after seeing my father go to prison, I saw, because he got sentenced when I was 7 years old, I really saw him live like a free man. And I saw a lot of folks, brothers and sisters, that were walking around outside of prison live as though they were incarcerated. So I really to ask the question, what's the difference that makes the difference? Is your freedom a function of your circumstances, or is it your choices that
That's
really
right.
lead to freedom.
Right.
And if you think of Nelson Mandela, you think, you know, he had tremendously crazy, daunting circumstances, but he still made choices and went on to lead, you know, lead his country. And so I believe, so that's really the genesis of where
I began to
look at, you know, how do you unlock someone's mind so that they can actually get the results that they want.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I wanted us to start, not really to continue our conversation on, because I know that you are so qualified to continue this dialogue about the incarceration of the mind. Because as you rightfully say, there are so many people outside here that they are not behind bars. The correction officers aren't telling them when to go to the bathroom and when to eat, but they are incarcerated. So let's spend a few minutes, Veronica, because I know in your line of work, there are many of those people who came to you that had a life sentence on their minds, being incarcerated.
Yes.
And you have...
I consider myself a jailbreak expert. I really consider myself a jailbreak expert. So I've studied the technologies that really, you know, people talk about mindset and they say, well, you know, we talk about a millionaire mindset, and what does that really take? And the thing that I know about that is that so often the results that we get are really a function of the mindset that we have. But what I've done it very unique is I've taken it very deep to understand that there are technologies that you can use, to support people in breaking free of the internal limitations, the emotional blocks, the limiting beliefs, the childhood stories, the mental environments that cause them to have lack of limitation. And those things all exist in the mind. I mean, listen, you know, like it or not, we live in America, we live in the first world. And so we have a tremendous amount of access, we have a tremendous amount of opportunity. The thing is that oftentimes at the subconscious level, we don't necessarily believe it, we don't believe that we have it, and so therefore we don't actually see the opportunity around us. And so my job is to go in and understand at a very deep subconscious level what the limitations are that people have so that we can really free those. I mean, I'll give you an example. I have a client that I worked with. He called me up. He said, you know, I'm fat. I'm making some money in my business, but I'm not really paying attention to my business. And I, you know, I'm unhappy and I don't have a social life and there was just all these issues. And one of the things that we did with him is we went in, and this was just in six sessions, and we sort of uncovered the mental and emotional blocks that he had towards having the life that he wants. And so if we look at our results, I can always say, you know, show me your results and I'll show you your reasons. You either have results. You either have results that you want to be getting, or you have a story about why you're not getting them. And it can be many, many things. It can be, especially among women, right, the feeling of I don't deserve to have that amount of money, I'm not smart enough, success is for other people, money's for other people. There's a lot of internal conversation that we have with ourselves that can really stop us. And the thing is that so often that conversation operates in the background. It runs like a program. And so we don't even realize that we are responding to that program. We don't even realize our inner conflicts. We don't even realize our limiting beliefs. We're just operating from them. So my job is to go in there and to jailbreak those stories, to really listen to what it is that has you not get the results, and clear that up in a very short period of time.
You know, this is just such a continuation of the conversation Deborah and I was having, because especially women, there has not been enough attention paid to the inside of us. The sisters will go out and they buy the $300 Gucci bag or Coach bag and the weave for $1,200 and the nails and all of that. And I'm into all of that too. However, we need to invest more on the inside, because the greater work begins on the inside. Until we can flush out the inside like a rota-rota, we are not going to be ready
Absolutely.
To spend attention.
Absolutely, because the ability to buy Gucci bags and weaves and Range Rovers has nothing to do with wealth. If you
That's
look at
right.
the way that wealth is really constructed in the world and you know, in this country and in the world, wealth really has to do with having assets
mm-hmm.
and having more assets than liabilities. And so oftentimes we'll spend money on the things that really end up being liabilities. In other words,
mm-hmm.
an asset is something that's going to give you a return on your investment.
Mm-hmm.
So if you invest in yourself and your psychology, if you invest in your business, if you, you know, I invested in getting my kids $1 million in education, thinking that they
mm-hmm.
would, over their lifetime, get a major, major return
mm-hmm.
On that investment because,
mm-hmm.
right, so we often, so the first thing that we have to do is we have to stop calling assets liabilities.
That's right.
Right. We have to actually say an asset is an asset, and a liability is a liability, and I better be really clear about which is which.
That's right. Know the difference. We got to know the
difference.
So it's all in the education because, you know, it never seems to amaze me every time I enter into a dialogue with somebody, a woman, always a woman, and, oh, are you working with a coach? And and they tell you about everything else, and I go back 3-4 times to ask the same question. That's an open-ended
mm-hmm.
question. Yes or no? I mean, come on.
Right.
No, and they find every reason not to do that. And I think that's why the Spirit have me doing this conversation here for 6 weeks, because I tell you, sisters need their feathers to be ruffled. They need their feathers to
yeah.
be ruffled because, listen, we want to go into 2014 and beyond more powerful. We don't need no more excuses. We need results. And as
right.
Mike Roberts says, has a book called Action Has No Season. And if you don't have it yet, I need you to pick it up because all the excuses that you have for not taking action, I'm giving you permission to start your season now. I really don't care how old you are, because the brothers are making wave in society. What
mm-hmm,
about
mm-hmm.
us? What about us?
Right. Right. Well, you know, the thing that, you know, I've been around this business the coaching business for a long time, and I think the thing that people don't necessarily realize is how is the result that you can get from being in a really intimate conversation with a thought partner, a strategic
mm-hmm.
thought partner that can help you really up-level your game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people don't realize the power in the technology that is coaching. They don't realize that how much more quickly because here's the thing, you know, you can accelerate your results way beyond what it is that you've been current getting. You can go so much faster because you have so much more clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just think that people don't necessarily always understand. They think of coaching as something that's extra, or I don't
mm-hmm.
need, you know, I don't need that right now. But
mm-hmm.
but the truth is, and I've got 4 coaches right now, so I'm a living
mm-hmm.
witness to this. And
that's
I
right.
always have many coaches because I have
mm-hmm.
coaches that are subject matter experts in different
yeah.
areas of my life, be it money, or be it branding, or be
mm-hmm.
it, you know, or my internal game,
mm-hmm.
you know. So people don't realize how fast that they can get results. And here's why.
Right.
The way I look at change, when I look at changing anything, I think that there's 5 things that have to happen for any human change to be sustainable, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
So first, you have to up-level your psychology. In other words, you have to create the mindset that's most conducive for creating wealth, for creating prosperity, for creating love, for creating balance, for creating power. If you're not getting results that are powerful, wealthy, fulfilled, balanced, then there is a story that you're telling yourself probably every day that stops you from having that. So first, people need to be really clear that they have to up-level their psychology. The other thing that's really important is what I call upgrading your environment. So, for example, I have a mentor who interviewed 24 self-made billionaires. And you talk about the millionaire mindset, but there's a billionaire mindset.
Oh, yeah.
And so this gentleman interviewed 24 self-made billionaires, and he wanted to find out what it is that they knew the rest of us did not know.
Mm-hmm.
And so he spent time. He invested good money to spend time with each of them. And one of the things that he discovered, and I think it's so, so important, is he discovered that all of them had what he came to term as sort of their personal doorman, meaning that they had a personal doorman. And, you know, because a lot of them are billionaires, they're all billionaires, they probably had a physical doorman, like a person, but they had a personal doorman that stood outside of the door of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And people could not get into their life if they didn't have a values match. In other words, so if I'm a billionaire and you come into my life, because oftentimes, you know, if you're a billionaire, people want to come into your life. They want to be around you. They want to be around what you know. They want your juice. They want your money.
Mm-hmm.
But if there was a values mismatch, then I don't let you in. So so many of us, so if we want to have a billionaire mindset, then we would necessarily want to have boundaries and make it challenging for people to enter into our personal private space.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have boundaries, because if you look at some of the reasons that people aren't successful, it's because they have people in their lives that are sort of detrimental, that bring them down, where there's conflict and drama and chaos, and they don't set enough rules and boundaries to make it hard for people that are going to be that to get into their lives. Maybe that was the one distinction that billionaires said, is that they had this doorman that said, you know what, if we're not aligned, if you're not a viable contribution, if we don't have a values match, then you can't come in and take up my valuable time, energy, resources, money, space with your thinking. And and so I think so often so if the billionaires do that and they have those mechanisms in place, then what are we doing, right?
Exactly.
We need to be far more discerning about who it is that we allow into our lives.
You said that there were five things. You gave us two. You continue, just hold on.
Yeah.
If you're on the phone line and you have a question, if you touch one, I will know you want to speak. And if you are listening out there, please call in. I now have my honored guest on, Miss Veronica Conway. The number to ask her a question by is 646-915-8166. Let us hear from you. Continue, please, Veronica.
Yes, the first step, again, is up-leveling your psychology, which includes silencing the inner critic, which includes silencing the person, the part of you that's afraid, which includes, you know, dealing with any internal conflicts or limiting beliefs that stop you from having what you want. Then there's upgrading the environment, like the example that I gave in terms of creating boundaries around your life, so that only people that are the most uplifting, the most supportive, and that have the biggest values match can get in the door. Then people have to really choose a direction. If you really are talking about building wealth, it's easier than ever to build wealth, because in a certain way, as an entrepreneur, the technology has created so much more access and so much more agility,
accessibility,
in terms of how to get things done. We have the internet. We have so many more things that we have. So you have more access. We have to actually choose a direction. So many people want to do, you know, 10 things. They want to be a life coach, and they want to be a marketing person, and they want to be, you know, a massage therapist. And really, you have to choose your direction, plant your flag, and make really clear, congruent decisions that you're going to make that profitable and that you're going to make that work before you move on to other directions.
That's right.
You can do anything you want and everything you want, but only in sequence. You can only
do that
in sequence. So we often have to concentrate and focus our energy in a very strategic way, with to really plant that flag so that we get success and traction and momentum happening in one particular area or direction of our lives. have to actually choose a direction, and we have to really be focused, and we have to hit that and swing at that until it really yields the kind of results that we want. Then people have to upgrade their skills. So, you know, it's not just there are so many skills that are required when you're talking about creating $1 million+. There's the skill of leadership. There is the skill of planning. There's the skill of team building. You know, you can't. It's tough to make $1 million on your own, sitting behind your computer. You know, but, so there's a level of skill that has to be upgraded to kind of round out your abilities. And so a lot of sometimes when I work with entrepreneurs, I'll coach the leader for a while, and they really begin to up-level their psychology, and they really begin to go out and make results, and they create these massive results. But then they have their team, right, may need to get their themselves up-level so they can actually be a support mechanism for that leader. So I can't tell you how many times I've sort of up-leveled a leader in a very quick period of time. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden they turn around and they're making $250,000 here and $500,000 here, and they're really making these tremendous strides, but then their team hasn't really had their psychology upgraded so that they can powerfully support that person. So upgrading skills is really important. You have to do that across the board and take a real inventory of what are the skills that I have that are my strengths that I can monetize, but what are the skills that I need that I must develop or that I must hire for that I so that I can really move forward with power. And then there's, of course, taking action, right, strategic, impactful action, and knowing what right action that there is to take. I mean, not all action is right action. Not all action is strategic action. And so understanding which action gives you the most leverage, the most bang for your buck, the most results. It's not all the things that you do that create wealth and power. It's just a few of the things that you do. Right? They talk about the Pareto principle, 80-20 rule. You know, 20% of your action gives you 80% of all results. But do you know what the right 20% is? Oftentimes we'll focus on the things that are the 80% that doesn't give us any results. So I'll give you a quick exercise that I give my clients, and it's very instructive, and I invite our listeners to kind of write this down. You know, if you look at your calendar, and you were to, let's say you're a business owner, or even if you're an employee, and you were to write all of your revenue, income-generating activities in green ink, all of your revenue-generating activities in green ink, and everything else that you do in red ink, you can look at a calendar at a glance and see how much money you're bleeding. Because so often we aren't focused on the most highly leveraged, highly leverageable, highly profitable activities that are really that can and, you know that can really bring us money. There's only a few activities in any business. There's only a few activities in any life and career that really create results. And so if we are managing our time in such a way that we're focused on those very highly leverageable, highly results-oriented activities, then we are wasting our time.
Wow. Wow. I want to welcome guest 305 to the show. I want to welcome Exposing Demons 1 to the show. I want you all to be involved in the dialogue. You were just listening to the voice of Miss Veronica Conway, and I tell you something. If you have somebody out there that is not listening right now, tweet them, text them, Facebook them. Let them know All Road Now leads to the A New Day show. And they can join us also by calling 646-915-8166. If they are calling from the job, I have really good hearing. So even if they're whispering, I will hear what their question is. So encourage people to call in. Again, the number is 646-915-8166. If you are not yet connected with me on Twitter, do so by following Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. And please like my fan page, at facebook.com/dynamicdaphne and visit my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. We have free ebook there for you and free CDs and DVD. But I want to see you supporting me at all those different venues. So now back to my honored guest, Miss Veronica Conway. So, Veronica, that was a powerful activity that you just tell us.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. I mean, it's that, just that simple thing, just that simple perspective, just that simple lens, right? Mm-hmm. Just to, because your time is money. And so if you look at your calendar and it doesn't line up to what your goals and objectives are, then mm-hmm. you're bleeding money, you're bleeding time, you're bleeding resources, right? And so mm-hmm. so often people don't think of themselves that way. So I'll give you an example.
Wow.
So I coached a very prominent leader once, and she, so interesting, she led a very prominent national association,
mm-hmm.
and you know their conference every year was a $13 million a year conference. So she was
mm-hmm.
you know she was in control of a lot of money. She did a lot mm-hmm. of she was the CEO, so she did do a lot of the fundraising
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the relationship building. And so when we really sat down and looked at her, she was complaining about some HR issues that she was having in her organization and human resource issues. But then when we stopped and looked at her time in this way, we said, you know, we discovered, I said, so, you know, so when you're really on your game, when you're really doing the things that you're meant to do, that your job description says, you know, a CEO description, how much money are you capable of generating in an hour? And we realized that when she's really productive and on her game, she could generate $250,000 an hour. That was
wow.
what she was capable of when we sat and broke down the numbers. I said, so let me get this straight. So you're $250,000 an hour woman, and every time you have an HR issue, you climb down your organization chart and do the work of your HR person, your human resource person. You climb down the org chart and do their job, their $60,000 a year job. At the time,
mm-hmm.
a $60,000 a year job. So you're trading $250,000 dollars an hour for $60,000 a year work.
Mm.
And she went, oh.
Because you know what they say, oh. You can't see the picture when you're in the frame.
You can't see the picture when you're in the frame. So,
wow.
you know, so just through doing that one simple process to look at, like, what are you capable of generating when you're really on your game versus how are you really spending your time? So
mm-hmm.
when I talk about action, I'm talking about right action, strategic action, profitable action. And we can be so caught in the day-to-day of our lives and so caught up by the urgencies and demands of the day
mm-hmm.
that we don't actually realize what it's costing us.
That's right.
To be doing
That's
the things
right.
that we're doing. So not all action is right action.
That's right.
Not
That's
all
right.
action is
strategic action.
Action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, at
so
1 o'clock.
When she realized that, she was like, oh my God. She, you know, we
yep.
she changed up her calendar like that week, right?
Well,
I mean, because
yes.
we saw that she was bleeding by
mm-hmm.
not doing that.
Right. You know, it's interesting. I tell you something, the universe delivers. This morning at 1 o'clock, I was on the phone with a friend of mine, another entrepreneur, and she's an attorney, and she made some new hires in her practice. And we were talking
uh-huh.
about the same thing. Each new person that she hired was a strategic employment. Because she realized that unless she do that, her practice is not going to be expanded. So this
uh-huh.
is powerful. And, you know, it is such an awakening when we realize what needs to be happening and we put the ego under the mat and just step up and do what we got to do. We all need
right.
a strategic team around us because, yes, we are here helping you to cultivate the mindset, but in order for you to add the financial aspect of what Veronica is talking about, we need to have a strategy in place. So come on, you guys. I don't know how much longer Veronica have on. We have 50 minutes remaining in the show. So we want you to light up the phone lines because you have questions out there and she has answers.
I've been in this game a long time. I've got lots of answers.
You know, Veronica, you are so passionate about what you do. And I admire and honor you the way you do your work. Explain about this journey for you. I mean, you've been doing it for what, 13, 14 years, and you have reinvented your practice a few times. And I think right now, I think you're sitting pretty where you are. And I think at least you're probably sitting until the universe tell you there need to be a shift. What has this journey been like for you?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you know, some things you don't choose; they choose you.
Mm.
You know, I think this is true for everyone. It's funny when I work with people around. Like career stuff sometimes. One of the things that I help them do is I help them go back and really look at what their gifts and strengths and talents are, because so often those are invisible to us. You know, our gifts and strengths, because they're so innate and they're so easy for us, we often underestimate the value that they bring if we were to just focus on them. And so often our real gifts and strengths and talents aren't necessarily supported if our parents and the people around us as we're growing up aren't terribly, terribly enlightened and can really look at our strengths and talents and define them as such. So we often forget, and this is especially true of women, we forget what our gifts and strengths and talents are. Yeah. I would say that the reason that I've been in business for so long and the reason that I have such passion for it is because there came a point when I found this work, when I found this purpose, when I found this calling, I finally went, oh, my God, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Oh, my God. Thank God I found what I'm supposed to be doing. It's like breathing. It's like, you know, if you find anyone that's really successful, they innately have an instinct for the craft. They innately have an instinct for what it is, and those things can transcend many careers, but there's typically a core set of things that people are really, really brilliant at, that they can do in their sleep, and that they would do all day. They just do it. So for me, you know, I'm naturally a visionary. Like I naturally get big visions, and I can see them, and I'm capable of taking big visions and sort of putting them on the earth. In other words, making the connection between sort of what I receive in a download and being able to then execute it on it and implement on it. I'm that's one of my gifts, and one of my gifts is to be a bit of a activist. In other words, I have a heart and a soul for balancing, for equalizing the balance of power. Right, I have a passion for helping people find their power, find their voice, find their passion, and giving them the skills and the tools to create that. So there's things that are sort of inherent in our nature. There's gifts and talents and ways of being that are inherent in our nature that we, if we just tap into them, we become sort of this very unstoppable force in the universe. We can't help but do, but so often we have to discover that. So I was very blessed in a certain way, but I exposed myself to some things. Tony Robbins in the early day, I did the Firewalk seminar, but I exposed myself to some things that really unleashed that gifting and that talent, made it very clear about what I was supposed to do. And I want that for everyone, and I especially want it for our women, because so often we live inside of another person's vision for us, another person's agenda for us, whether it's our partner or our parents or what it means to be a mother, or, you know, we'll live inside of that instead of really living into our full potential. And so, but when women come together, and men too, but you know, when we come and, you know, really get clear about what we're meant to do, mm-hmm. then all of the obstacles that show up when you're doing anything big, because mm-hmm. let's face it, when you set out to do something big, you have plenty of obstacles and plenty of things that show
that's
up in
right.
the way. Because I feel like it's the universe saying, do you really want it? Are you sure?
You're not
good
enough,
really
sorry.
Are you sure? Like, if you really want it, it's over here, but you got to go get that, right?
That's right.
So
you got to walk through the fire.
We get tested. We get mm-hmm. tested for our desire, right? Mm-hmm. We get tested for our congruence, right? Mm-hmm. So if we really want something and we're meant to have it, then we would have it.
Right.
It's just a question of us being willing to walk through whatever it takes. But when we are aligned with our gifts and our strengths and our talents, it's so much easier to walk through all of that because we're on purpose. And when we're on purpose, the universe delivers to us what we need to fulfill that purpose and to actualize that vision. The universe will send it. The universe says, oh, my gosh, are you done settling? Are you done tolerating a bunch of stuff? Are you done putting up with the stuff that's not for you? Are you done putting up with the people that aren't there for you? Are you done yet? And once we can put all of those things down that are not really for us, then there is room where our arms are available to receive the things that are truly for us. So, but we have to put down the stuff that's not, and
that's
we have
right.
to have the discernment to do that first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where boundaries come in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where right action comes in.
That's
yeah.
right. That was so powerful because, you know, as women, we are so afraid of cutting loose and letting go of those things that aren't working. And, you know, even things that had worked in the past, there comes a time when their seasons are over and we have
Absolutely.
To release. We got to love and release the things that seasons, they're out of season, and to move
yes.
on into greater things. And again, this conversation has been coming up for the entire morning, investing in yourself. You mentioned about the early days of Tony Robbins and going to other seminars. You invested in yourself, and now you are reaping the benefits. And that's what we need to do as women.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if people understood the dollar, the value of my library, the value of my library and personal growth and
yep.
development, the value of the mentor, the dollar amount that I've paid mentors to learn certain skills, they would probably fall over. So if I've made well over 7 figures in my business, I probably invested in the low, you know, low six figures.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that seriously, like $100,000, $200,000 in mentoring and those kinds of things, because I know that because here's the thing, and here's how the universe actually works. I think this is kind of like law. I'm not sure what law it is, but I think it's a law.
Mm-hmm.
You can't ask somebody to invest in you if you haven't invested in yourself.
That's right.
You can't do it. It's like the law,
exactly.
the law of equilibrium, the law of equilibrium and balance. So we
That's
go out
right.
and we want to receive, right? But we haven't set that law in motion by giving or investing. And so we set our own ceilings, our own financial ceilings, our own love ceilings, our own business ceilings, our own career ceilings, because of our fear that we won't be able to generate more. But I will tell you, as I have invested with faith and stepped out on faith, almost immediately it accrues and returns to me.
That's right.
And it's not so much about the money. It accrues and returns to you because by stepping out on faith, you actually create an opening for
That's
you
right.
to be able to receive.
Exactly.
You create the energetic environment for you to be able to receive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's and there's something about the trust. When you trust that you will receive, then you become an availability to receiving.
Right.
And so I do that, and we do that because of what it brings us and how we get a chance to actually receive and accrue as a result of that. And people miss that.
That's
it's
right.
not just about you know, investing in yourself for the sake of investing in yourself. It's
That's
about
right.
who you become as a
right.
as a creator, who you become as a life force,
mm-hmm.
who you become, you know, what it creates in you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
that I think that we miss that oftentimes.
And the best, the where this begins, is the first step is you making the decision to become that person. Because too many times you hear people say, oh, my God, out of the blue, such and such happened. No, it didn't happen out of the blue. You made a decision, and then you connect with your intention. And people
sure.
need to understand how powerful that is. It is so, so, so important.
You actually have to have, in other words, you. It's so well put, Daphne. It's like, you have to have that desire and you have that vision and you step out and you meet it and then it meets you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the only way to get big. It's the only way to get any big things done. It's the only way to create millions of dollars. It's the only way
mm-hmm.
to create a career that's fulfilling and satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
Is to really step out and to meet that vision and to
mm-hmm.
do what you're called to do.
You know, you mentioned about your investment in your library. And your personal
mm-hmm.
investment. A
mm-hmm.
couple of months ago, I was moving office space, and the office I was moving from was upstairs a building, and I have a large library as well. And one of the guys looked at me and said, "Man, why do you have to have so many books?" And I looked at him and I said, "That's why I'm good at what I do." I said, "You don't have to buy that many, but you can go get access to them at the library." And he looked at
mm-hmm.
me kind of puzzled, and he said, "Thank you for that reply." He says, "I'm 44 and I don't have a library card." And it saddened my heart. It saddened
yes.
my heart when he said that. So I started it
yes.
off by autographing one of my books and giving it to, and I gave it to him at no
great.
Charge.
That's a great That's a great
yes.
seed to plant, yeah.
Our people need to understand about the importance of investing in who they are. All right.
Well, it's interesting. Go ahead.
Please call 646-915-8166 to air your questions to my honored guest, Veronica Conway. Go ahead, please, Veronica.
No, I was just saying, well, you interviewed Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, right? And
mm-hmm.
I've interviewed
yes.
him, too.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things he talked about is, the difference, you know, between your entertainment
mm-hmm.
quotient and your education quotient.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your because he interviewed, you know, so many black millionaires and
yes.
billionaires.
Over
and,
a seven-year
and to
period.
Find out, to find out what it is that they were thinking, doing, what their mindset is. And, you know, one of the things that he talks about is how much more those folks spent on educating themselves,
mm-hmm.
educating their spirit, educating their skill set. I mean, they spent so, but the ratio of the time spent on educating themselves
mm-hmm.
versus how much time they spent entertaining themselves was just off the meter. And
That's
so
right.
we have to think about, what is it that we do that, you know, where do we squander our
mm-hmm.
life force to, you know, by sitting down in front of Real Housewives and sitting
mm-hmm.
down and, you know, and how do we do that? One of the things that I have my daughter, my kids are 19 and 17, almost 17
wow.
this month. And like I said, I've gotten them $1 million between the two of them in private school education for $25,000. And one of the ways that I did that was when they were young, they didn't have commercial television. They didn't have cable. They didn't have network television. We had a VCR. And for such a long time, my kids thought that that's how TVs work. So when they would go to visit their grandparents in the summer, I call it the grandparents tour, right? I'm like, okay, it's grandparents tour 1997. Everybody got to go so mama can get a break. Right? I would send them to their grandparents, and when a show would end on television, they'd go, "Oh, it's time to put in a new
tape."
Because they didn't understand that shows ended to commercials
because they didn't have that in their life, right?
Isn't that something? I'm not paying off. So you're going to be an empty nester soon.
Well, it's interesting. So, yeah, I have one daughter in college. She's at Wellesley, which is sort of amazing. She's at Wellesley, which Wellesley, for those that don't know, is where Hillary Clinton went and where Madeleine Albright went. And it is the sister school to MIT and Harvard. So she's in very good company there.
Mm-hmm.
And my son, my goal is to send him to Stanford. We'll see. Sometimes it's a little more interesting to motivate the boys, but they're very, very.
Boys are going to be boys.
Yeah. It's like, okay, come back over here and find it out. But he's in a fantastic high school.
Wonderful, and
they're both very grateful, very loving, very present, very non-angsty kids, and so I'm very grateful that they're sane. I mean, I'm grateful that they're sane.
What a blessing.
I mean, I think that,
exactly.
It's like beyond their education and beyond all the powerful things that they've done in their lives. They're sane. And
the
so
human
I consider that my greatest accomplishment. Yeah, I consider that my greatest accomplishment is that I have sane teenagers.
That's
you know,
right.
You
can't put any dollar value on that, because there are lots of families who are not experiencing sanity in themselves, but more their children. So when you have children who are sane, that is a blessing. And, you know, children, they say, live what they learn. And you plant the seed and they observe you. And they are going to live up to that. They're going to emulate you, because when they are not in your presence and whatever approaches them, they are going to be asking themselves, deep inside, if mom was here, which decision would I make? And that's all we can do, because we don't always have our children around you. I tell you one personal experience. Back over late last year, my son went through a devastating experience. And I'm not going to spill all his story on here, because I didn't get his permission. And he said something to me about the person who did him wrong. And he said to me that when I get to the airport, if the person says anything to me, I should just turn my head the other side. And the anger in me, Veronica, at the moment when my son said that to me, I said to him, honey, I'm not going to make you no promises. And he looked me in the eyes and he said, Mommy, that's not how you grew me. And the tears roll up my eyes. The tears roll up my eyes, and I just gave him a hug. And God was good to me. I got to the airport and I did not see the individual. I didn't have to have a visual contact. I didn't have to have any conversation. But our children will remind us of those teachings.
Absolutely. You know, I'm blessed. My daughter, when she has any challenges or needs to think something through, she'll call me, and her friends at college think that it's so strange. They're like, you call your mom? And she's like, my mom is my best friend. You know, I don't mean best friend in the sense that, like, you know,
that's
anything
right.
goes, and you know, because we don't have, like, I'm still a black mama, so
that's right.
You know, it's on, we're clear about, you know, but she's
yeah,
like,
but
she's
she
my
knows
best friend.
The safety net is there for her to come
yeah,
to.
Yeah, right, that we can have meaningful conversations and think
that's
through
right.
the challenges of her life
that's right.
and be in communication around them, because
that's
it's
right.
so important, because kids are faced with so much more complexity these days.
Exactly.
They're faced with
more stuff. You know, I could not be a teenager in today's world, so I lift my hat and bow gracefully to teenagers. Because, you know, I think with Sunday we're having a conversation on my show about teenage pregnancy. And I think of a lot of that has to do with our young women have to go out there to ask questions and to get the answers. And instead of the men giving them answers, they are demonstrating to them. And this is the time when our parents need to begin the conversation in the home. Talk to them about everything that has to do with
everything.
That. If you are not ready, get somebody to talk to them about everything. Because when you do that, They don't have to go outside to get the answer because they already know.
That's right.
You know?
Well, you know what I ended up telling my kids later in life, and I don't think I realized because I was a single mom, and I don't think I realized that I was doing this. I said, you know how I did this with these two kids is that I told them, I said, you know, I created this lane, right? There's a lane that you can operate in, and it wasn't a spoken lane, right? It wasn't anything that I ever said or articulated out loud or. But there was a lane, and so inside of that lane, they could be very busy with their school activities and their extracurricular activities, and they could, you know, for example, if you go to my daughter has a website, Jordan-Conway.com, it's Jordan-Conway.com, Jordan-Conway.com. We built a website and a virtual village to get her into college. I built a team around her when we were faced with getting her. You know, basically it's $250,000 in private school education from Wellesley. Mm-hmm. You know, I built a team because I was tired and I really needed to do that. And so you can see an example of sort of some of the things that she's accomplished. But all of those
things are
inside of a lane. And so she was so busy inside. I kept her so busy inside of that lane, but she didn't know that there was one. And because she didn't know that there was one, she had nothing to rebel against.
That's right. Because I wasn't
saying, oh, you can't do this,
you can't do that. That's right.
It's like, no, here's the parameters
priority
of what your life
exactly.
is. And so you're going to be very busy doing that. But she never got the chance to notice that there was anything outside the lane, right? And so oftentimes kids will rebel because they think that, you know, that you've created all these boundaries and these lanes and restrictions. But if you don't even tell them that it's there and you keep them busy inside of what they're doing, they won't even know that it exists. You know, one of the things that I think is so important, and for folks out there that are parents, you know, one of the technologies that I use in my work is hypnosis. I'm a master hypnotist. So, and the reason that I use hypnosis is because I need a chance to talk directly to your unconscious mind, right? Mm-hmm. That's how I help people get behavior change. But you'd be amazed at how much hypnotic language, negative hypnotic language, and how many embedded commands that we give our children that actually hypnotize them into the opposite things that we want them to do. So, for example, if you say to somebody something simple, you know, like even if you say, like, you never clean your room.
Right.
You never clean your room. That's actually an embedded command.
That's right.
That
so
trains
don't clean
them
it.
To never clean their room.
Clean their rooms.
That
trains them
to never clean their room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you say don't do that, right, then what you're saying with a subconscious mind here is because it doesn't process a negative, it says it hears do that. So one of the things that we have to begin to do, not only with our children, but also in our business and with our colleagues and everywhere else, is we have to listen to our language.
Yep.
And understand where is it we are giving negative hypnotic commands, negative embedded commands to folks that are the opposite of what we want to do, what we want to say. And so we have to be very meticulous with our language, to be very, very clear and intentional with our language, because our language is sort of what creates our world.
Beautiful.
But to really listen to yourself and what you say and what comes out of your mouth, because it does get made into reality.
That's right, because we are giving, the universe doesn't know whether we are joking or I'm just kidding. No, the universe doesn't know that. The universe works with what we give them. Well, listen, guys, all we have remaining is 26 minutes and 41 seconds. So with that being said, Veronica, is there something you have on your beautiful, sweet mind that we have not yet touched? I'll give you the opportunity to talk about that if you do. If not, we will go on somewhere else. Is there something else you want to talk that I didn't mention?
Well, sure. I mean, we're saying we have more time?
Oh, yeah, we have time. We have 26 minutes remaining.
Okay. Well, sure. So a couple things. If anybody wants to
actually sort of experience a bit of a breakthrough if they want to dial in and have get a little bit of compliment or coaching from me and have a bit of a breakthrough in their own mindset today. I'm totally open to doing that if it would be of service to your audience and the folks that are listening.
Well, let me tell them.
So if anyone has a challenge, if anyone has a challenge in their business or their life that they would like to get a little, coaching around, then I'm happy to do that.
All right, guys, come on, call in. If anybody who is listening out there and want to have a little breakthrough today to get a sample of Veronica's work, call in 646-915-8166. Call in. There's one lady that I had a guest on a couple of weeks ago, and one of her clients called in. She wanted to give a testimonial about something that the practitioner gave her, and she gave an incorrect name. So then the lady on the show recognized her voice. So when I called to thank her for being on the show, she said, "Oh, that person that was speaking, her name was not what she said, but her name was something else." So then I called the lady up because I wanted to talk to her about what she does. She said, "Oh, no. Oh, I didn't want anybody to know that I was the person that had that diagnosis." I laughed so hard. She said, I know the world is listening, so, but don't let that be your hindrance.
Yeah.
Call in.
Here's the thing about that. Here's the thing about that. It's so hard to get free from the things that challenge us. We have to really bring that which is in the dark out to the light. Because the truth is that the things that we're the most ashamed of and that we're the most afraid of and the things that we think that we don't want anybody to know about us, those are actually the things, the internal conversations that stop us from really moving forward. One of the ways that I train my people and my clients everybody is like, you know, whatever is on the inside, it must come to the outside and the surface. But you can actually examine it under the light of day because only then does it actually become, does it get reinvented and repurposed for power, right? Yes. So it's like, so if people have guilt or shame, right, about their financial situation, right, it's not their abilities that stop them from stepping out and making more money. It's the guilt and shame about what they've already done that stops them from making more money, right, or the results that they've gotten so far. So we have to bring that which is dark into the light because that's when we begin to heal and get the freedom to move forward with more clarity and with more power. You know, and so one of the things I've really learned is how to put my stuff on blast in a certain way. I mean, anything that, one of the things that I say to folks is, you know, there's probably nothing that a client can tell me that I don't have the empathy, compassion, or that I haven't experienced something similar myself or stood witness with someone else while they experienced it. So there's nothing that can actually shock me or shame me, besides, you know, things that are maybe, you know, illegal or, you know, but nothing, but one of the things that happens when you have the calling that I do is that you get stretched in terms of the things that you're capable of holding, the things that you're capable of witnessing, the things that you're capable of experiencing. Because to be a service and to be a container where other people can actually come and drop in and get their healing, you have to have this capacity and this compassion for humanity, so that, you know, people have a place and they have the space to heal. So there's really nothing I haven't seen, heard, experienced, witnessed that shocks me. I have deep empathy for humans and what we go through to be human. It requires so much of us to actually be human and to live our dreams. But there's, you know, whatever you're going through out there, people are going through a lot in this economy. They're going through a lot in these days. I say bring it to the light, because only in the under the light of day, in the sunlight, can you actually, is there a chance to heal it and a chance for you to be free of it.
That's right. That's right. So take the opportunity, 646-915-8166, and just get a free breakthrough session from Veronica Conway here on the radio. So in the meantime, until they call,
yes.
Do you have
yeah.
anything that's going on that you want to tell them about in the meantime?
Oh, gosh. You mean what's happening in my business, in my world?
In your business, any programs you have going on?
Yeah, well, there's a few things that I'm in. I'm really in the process of reinventing my business and businesses, because I've run, you know, 3 coaching companies before, and I'm kind of reinventing those businesses. One of them will be an association for coaches, because I really have the heart and sort of, I guess, the ability, the capacity to really serve coaches. And I've taken, you know, a step back in the last, you know, couple of years and just really looked at, like, what are the business models that would really serve coaches? Because I really believe in the profession of coaching, and I believe that coaches need support in terms of how to build their business, how to be very accurate in building their business, how to market themselves effectively, how to position themselves effectively. And so as I've studied, again, investing in my library with a lot of great mentors and leaders, and so I really want to come back together and bring do a coach association. I'm going to call it Live Life in Color. None of
that's
built up yet, but I want to do Live Life in Color of the Coaches Association, so that coaches have a place to come and really get sort of the latest and greatest, most cutting-edge technologies in the coaching profession, because I feel like I've gathered up a lot of that kind of stuff, and I just feel like it needs, I want to share that with other coaches. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to be releasing a book, a Kindle book soon, called The Black Paper on Kindle 2.0. And
nice.
It's going to be very different. It's going to be very different, because one of the things that I do is I do very powerful visualizations. I mean, I do visualizations that are game changers for people. In other words, you can do a 20-minute visualization that will completely eradicate limiting beliefs, it will completely eradicate inner conflicts, it will completely get to the bottom of that inner conversation that's holding you hostage. And so what I decided to do in my Kindle book is I've decided to take some of those visualizations and embed them into the Kindle book, so that the book becomes very interactive, and it becomes very... where, you know, it's like you could read about a challenge that you have, or read about a challenge, you know, and then you can actually do a visualization because it'll hyperlink to it, right? And actually experience the breakthrough from reading the book. So I really wanted an interactive, material that would allow people to get breakthroughs on the spot. So
nice.
That is not quite launched yet, but if people want to get a copy of the current black paper, because it was a black paper that's not interactive.
Yeah, I want to talk about that a little.
Yeah,
I wanted
go
you to tell them about it.
Yeah, they can go to www.theblackpaper.com and get their own free copy of the black paper today. It's not the interactive version, but if they opt into that list, that they'll get notified when the new black paper on Kindle comes out.
Beautiful.
Those are some fun things that I'm doing.
Yeah, I can't believe we have 17 minutes and nobody calling yet. Well, everybody's going to be saying, oh, I'm so scared, I didn't want to call in. However, I want you to tell them how to get in touch with you, Veronica, your contact information, and just a brief summary of our dialogue today. And I honor you, I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule this early in the morning to invest in my journey. I thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's always my honor to play with you. I think you're doing big, powerful things in the world. I think you have a tremendous heart for service.
Thank you.
You really believe in humanity and in people, and it shows. And so, it takes a lot to get up and do what you do every day, every week. And so I honor you for that.
Thanks.
And everything else.
Thank you.
So here's the thing. If you're listening to this now, or you're listening to this in the replay, one of the things that I do offer folks that are really serious about building their business, and I mean serious about building their business, like
My ideal client are ones that have, folks that I talk to, are folks that have hit the wall. They've been going along. They've been trying everything. They're not really profitable. They may have problems with team members, but they've gotten stuck at some place in their journey. Stuckness is sort of, if your money is stuck and love is stuck and your health is stuck, then there's usually something going on that's like a deeper conflict that has you stay stuck. So stuckness is simply a symptom of a deeper sort of psychological issue. Mm-hmm. And so stuckness, I jailbreak that stuckness. So if you're really serious about wanting to make like a quantum change and to have things be very different in really a short period of time, then I would invite you to sign up for a strategy session. A strategy session with me is a 45-minute conversation where we get to the bottom of what's keeping you stuck. And so it's a complimentary 45-minute conversation. Those strategy sessions can be complete game changers for people because we go in and we dig deep. So these are for folks that are really committed and really want to have change now. And so if you're interested in having that conversation with me, then you can go to www.veronicaconway.com/strategy. That's www.veronicaconway, veronicaconway.com/strategy. And on that page, there is a place to fill out a form kind of about your business and kind of about some things that are going on. And when you submit that form, when you hit send, I'll get it. And then I have somebody from my team or myself will call and get you scheduled for a 45-minute breakthrough strategy session. And the reason that I qualify it and say, only folks that are serious, is because I'm really committed to serving those that are committed to real change, that are really interested in quantum accelerated change. And, oftentimes if we've been stuck, getting that quantum accelerated change, it takes, you got to kind of blow up your mindset. You kind of got to blow up your paradigm. You got to kind of mm-hmm. blow up your habits. You got to blow mm-hmm. up the things that weren't working for you. And they've been mm-hmm. working to the degree that they have been working. That's why you mm-hmm. hang on to them. Mm-hmm. But I'm in the game changing business. And mm-hmm. so in order to do that, you got to blow some things up. So mm-hmm. So I look for people that are seriously ready to have that experience and to have that shift. And those are really the only people I want to talk to. I have my doorman too. I have my doorman too. So right. Poor so guy. If you're interested in that and you're serious about that, then you can go to veronicaconway.com/strategy and submit your information and we'll get you scheduled for a session.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We have 12 minutes remaining, and I'll give that to you to just do a brief summary of what you want to leave them, what thought-provoking
sure.
statement you want to leave them with. That's going to buzz them.
Sure. Well, again, so in this conversation about the millionaire mindset, the thing that I want you to understand is that to have a millionaire mindset or even a billionaire mindset, there's a few things that must happen, that have to happen in order to begin to experience more abundance, to begin to experience more creativity, to begin to experience more momentum and power. And that has as much to do with what you say yes to and what you attract into your life as to what mm-hmm. you say no to. So, we talked a little bit about one of my mentors who, interviewed 24 billionaires and mm-hmm. self-made billionaires and the whole concept of having a personal doorman, someone mm-hmm. who stands guard at your life, mm-hmm. That says no
to all of the things that are not a values fit, that says no to all of the people who are not a values fit, to all the potential employees that are not a values fit. It's so important that you have the people around you that really are aligned and congruent with the things that you want in your life. And so it's, first of all, getting really clear internally about what your values are and being really, really clear about that, values being the things that are the most important to you, whether it's freedom or integrity or service or achievement or love. It's like, what are the things that are the most important things for you to do and be and have? So getting clear that you surround yourself with people that that are aligned with that, and then saying no to everything that is not that. So the millionaire mindset is really a function of what you say yes to and what you say no to. And oftentimes we can be far more successful by the things that we say no to.
That's right.
Because oftentimes what we're doing is we're taking things away. We're extracting the things that are time-consuming or draining or energy-draining that aren't important, and we're leaving the things in place that are your strengths and your gifts and your talents that create the most power. But we have to end up saying no to a lot of things. So if you are a chronic sayer of yes, that your life isn't the way that where it needs to be, then you have to learn to say no very powerfully and lovingly, say no nonetheless. So
that's
what you say yes to and what you say no to that really dictates and defines how the experience you have and the quality of life that you have, and being really clear about that. So, you know, just to sort of recap, I mean, there's five things that are really needed to create any change. Any change is going to be sustainable. You can change one of these things or two of these things and get change that lasts a certain period of time. But if you really want change that's sustainable over the long haul, I really see that it takes five steps. You have to up-level your psychology. Right, you got to silence the inner critic. You have to get clear. You have to make sure that your mindset is actually congruent and operating alongside what you believe, that it supports what you believe. I can't tell you how many times people they have a inner conflict that stops them from actually having the things that they want, and they don't know that they are their own worst enemy. So you have to really get clear about your psychology and what the thoughts are that drive your behavior and your results. So getting clear about that is upgrading your environment, both your internal environment inside yourself and your external environment. The people around you with, your level of organization, the way you manage your time, like the way, is your environment really set up and is it optimized for you to have the results that you want? If there's chaos and disorganization and it's very difficult to create in environments that are not supportive and they're not optimized. Then thirdly, you have to choose a direction. And I mean choose a direction and ride that horse like till there's no tomorrow, getting really clear about picking a strategic direction. But it's, of course, about upgrading skills, your skills around leadership, your skills around team development, your skills around money. There are so many folks that, especially women, because I think that we're trained that we're not really necessarily good around money. So one of the reasons I do the financial coaching element to what I do is because I believe that we have to be clear about the numbers. We have to get clear about what we bring into our lives and the numbers that go around that. So really understanding and having a game plan around money and revenue and how we make it and how we keep it and how we attract it. So there's often a lot of skills that one needs to have to be able to get any kind of sustainable change. And then finally, it's picking right action. What are the 20% of activities that are going to give you the 80% of results? If you look at your calendar and you calendar everything that's high impact, high profit, anything that revenue generating, if you look at your calendar and you calendar all those things in green ink and everything else in red ink, how much money are you bleeding, right? So it's really taking a strategic focus to having your time match your objectives, to really having your time match the things that you want to get done. So those are the five things that I think are really needed to have change happen. And then it's really also being really clear about what are assets and what are liabilities.
what are the things that you're investing at that you expect to get a return in, and what are the things that you're investing in time and money-wise that actually drain you of resources, that drain you of energy, that drain you of money, right? What are those things that actually that drain you versus add to you? And so taking a very clear look at what those things are. So, you know, if you can do all those things, then you can be pretty well positioned, very well positioned, far more than most, to be a millionaire and beyond.
Ooh, thank you. Grab a sip of water to moisten your throat, my sister.
Yes.
Thank you, thank,
thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so very much. I show gratitude to you on behalf of the listeners around the world. Ain't nobody have any more reasons right now, because you have so eloquently laid out the strategic plan for results. And I look forward for the emails, the messages coming in. And I want to encourage people to download this episode and share it with everybody you know. I told you I was going to deliver this morning with the All Girls platform. See, you can hold me by my word. I told you that they were power players. I want to thank Miss Deborah Hardnett and Miss Veronica Conway for supporting what I do. I pray for their continued success, and that the universe will present to each and every one of us the appropriate doormen or women that we need to protect us, because come 2014, we are going to be working on the billionaire mindset, because we are going to have the millionaire mindset all covered. So again, Veronica, I thank
I
you,
it.
My sister. I will be
thank
speaking
you.
With you off air, and now you can go have your breakfast. Thank you, thank you, thank
okay.
you. Thank you so,
thank you.
So very much. And for those of you that's out there and you are still wondering and pondering about what you ought to do, you got the plan this morning to help you. You were offered a complimentary 45-minute session. Listen, you all know how much that costs. So you were chicken to call in on the phone, but you can go to her website at www.veronicaconway.com/strategy and fill up there for your complimentary session. Guest 720, I'm sorry that you're late because we are about to go off, but I encourage you to catch the show on the archive because it will be worth it. Thank you guys again for tuning in. Stay blessed. I love you and I appreciate you. And there ain't nothing you can do about that. Stay blessed. See you on Sunday.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? And the plan you have for me. and the plan you have for me, destiny. When I don't have all the pieces together, because I believe that He's concerned about me, I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me, and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me. Speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it, hallelujah, to my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Every trial that came with the slave, hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave, I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.